Quick, get down. Don't let the flying dinosaurs get you. What do you mean, what flying dinosaurs? Where have you been the last few hours? It's those nasty velociraptor dinosaurs from those Jurassic Park movies. I wasn't supposed to see them, because they went against the Bible. But I did see them at a friend's house. Except, there's something different with these ones. They have wings. Big, feathery wings. They keep swooping down out of the sky, or popping out of the doorway, and then carrying random people off into the sky. But they're not random. I've seen the pattern. One of the first ones they got was the reverend from my church. And then all those old ladies that sit up front. Those dinosaurs are taking the chosen ones up into heaven. It's the Velociraptor. No, I am not insane. You can see them outside of the library right now. Look, there goes the Sunday school teacher, kicking and screaming. She doesn't look all that happy to be going up to heaven. Maybe if the raptor wasn't biting their shoulder like that? Except, it's not really a raptor. I think it's an angel. But angels aren't what we thought they were. I hid in this library when it first started. And for the first time, I read a book not approved by my parents. It talked about how the dinosaurs went extinct. Except for some. They evolved into birds. But what if some evolved into angels? Or what we thought were angels, at least. With big, beautiful wings. They always taught us in private school that angels were beautiful but terrifying creatures. Well, just look at those things. Or maybe they were just normal dinosaurs at first. Then they had their own rapture, and God made the worthy ones into angels, just like he's supposed to turn the worthy humans into angels. Although, what served for angels to the dinosaurs? Oh, I've started to think all kinds of thoughts like this since this started. Wicked thoughts, too. Like how the world might actually be older than a few thousand years, like they taught us in school. Or how evolution might be real. So maybe my religion doesn't hold all the answers. On the other hand, dinosaur angels and the rapture do imply some sort of higher power. So science doesn't know everything either, apparently. But what kind of god sends a velociraptor down to take the chosen to heaven? I don't think some of them are going to survive it. What with all that blood loss and the limbs falling off. This is either very poor planning, or someone's being just mean. And heaven? What can heaven be like if all this is happening? I always thought heaven would be more like Disneyland. But now it seems it's more like Jurassic Park. I don't want to spend eternity in Jurassic Park. But maybe I don't have to. The Velociraptor angels aren't taking everyone. They're leaving most people alone, unless they get in their way. They're just taking the holiest of the chosen people with them. Then they will be gone, and the earth will be left to the Antichrist for a while. Yeah, that doesn't sound all that good either. But can it be worse than having a heaven full of dinosaurs? And I'm less willing to accept everything I was taught in my private school as fact anymore. Maybe having the Antichrist in charge will be a good thing. I'm willing to take my chances. Except, I'm pretty sure I'm one of the chosen. So far, it's been mostly people from my church that have been taken. Even Liza. And she wasn't pure like I am. She licked a boy's penis. I was kind of counting on her burning in hell for that. But considering that the top half of her is being taken up to heaven in the jaws of a velociraptor. I guess I'll settle for that. Obviously, I have to sin, so I'm not good enough for heaven anymore. I was thinking that all those books I've been reading, and the ideas I've been thinking might be enough. But then they took Liza. And licking a boy's penis has to be at least as bad as reading a real science book. Or questioning the Bible. I tried to think of all the evil things I could do to damn myself. But most of them took too long. Like voting for a liberal politician, or playing Dungeons and Dragons. I don't even know how to play. And even then, I would need someone to play with. Then you came along. You must have been in the back of the library, studying and missing all of this. You look smart. You look like the Dungeons and Dragons type. I was thinking that we could play a game, maybe? Except, that would take too long. You probably don't even have all those evil books or devil dice with you. So I guess I'll just have to go with Plan B. We'll have to fornicate. You don't mind, do you? I never saw you at my church, so you can't be all that moral. Which is a good thing. I need someone to corrupt my poor little body. So if they're not of my church, that's better. Maybe you're from a totally different faith. Or even, atheist. It doesn't really matter, I guess. As long as you're a man. Although, I guess actually a woman would have worked out pretty well for sinning too, now that I think about it. But you're the first person to come along. Now, you do want to fornicate with me, don't you? I'm pretty sure you would want to. I used to get detention at school all the time for causing lustful thoughts in the schoolboys, just by crossing my legs or shaking my hair. I can't help how I look, or how my body filled out. So, this purity ring is coming right off. Sorry, Daddy, but you're probably in heaven right now, or inside a velociraptor angel. Or both. So you probably won't care. But I prefer to stay on Earth, and uneaten or mauled or anything like that. Well, other than the mauling implicit in sexual relations, I guess. But it has to be better than what those angels have in store for me. Right? Let me undo my blouse. We don't have much time, I think. But this will be my first time. I always expected it to be on my wedding night, in a fancy hotel room. But under the circumstances, right now, here in the library works. But let's work up to it. Okay, now you see me without the blouse from my schoolgirl uniform. That's scandalous enough with just the bra on. But I'm gonna let you touch them too. But only through the bra first. Oh, nice. I've never had a man touch me like that. It feels so naughty. Which is what I need. To avoid heaven, that is. I'm not a lustful girl. Even if I really do like to ride my bicycle a lot more than a proper young girl should. Let me take off my bra now. I'm less nervous. At least about you. I'm still pretty nervous about the velociraptors. But it's time for you to see my breasts. Not even another girl has seen them in years. Not since they started to get like this. And no one's ever touched them. Like that. And if you wanted to kiss them, I wouldn't mind too much. Wait, let me help you out of your shirt. You just keep doing what you're doing. I want to undress you. And maybe not just stop with the shirt. I think I can figure out the pants too. Although, I was only allowed to wear dresses and skirts. Ah, there we go. Let me just slide them off. I can see it poking against your underwear. Is it always like that? Or did I do that to you? Please tell me I did that. I need all the naughty encouragement I can get. But you're already doing a good job. With your hands on my breasts. And your lips. But maybe I should encourage you more. I can take off your underwear, at least, if I can figure out how to get it down past that thing. Okay, there we go. Oh, it's bigger than I thought it would be. It's not at all like those Greek statues I used to look at all the time in the art books. But I can't be scared of it. I mean, compared to Velociraptor, it's not nearly as big or scary. I can even touch it, I think. I'll need to at some point, so it might as well be now. Does that feel good? I can just move my hand up and down over it. Now, reach up under my skirt and pull down my panties. I don't want to let go of you. And I think I like the idea of you taking them off yourself. And now that they're off, maybe you can touch me. Like I'm touching you? Oh, this is definitely naughty. I'll bet it's worse than anything Liza ever did. But I'm not going to risk my eternal life on not going far enough. Please, keep touching it. Keep playing with it. Yes, especially that part. Make me feel good. And I'll make you feel good at the same time. It feels so good when we're touching each other with our hands. But Liza did lick that guy's penis. So maybe I should lick yours. And maybe you could lick my pussy while I'm using my mouth on you. Just lie on your back, and I'll get on top. Facing the other way. And then you... Never mind. You obviously know what to do. Oh, goodness. Your tongue is just incredible. So big and strong. And it's prying me open. And now it's not just your saliva making me wet down there. You're making me so dirty. But I think I like it. And it makes me want to do this for you. Oh my gosh. It's hard to get enough of it in my mouth. Especially with you looking me off like that. But I can see why Liza would do this to a boy. I like the feel of it in my mouth. Like this. Why did you stop? Why did you make me stop? Oh, yeah. I suppose we need to do that too. To make sure I don't go to heaven. We may have been naughty enough already where I'm safe from the rapture. And the raptors. But I shouldn't risk it. And I'm so turned on right now. I think even without angelic dinosaurs running amok outside, I'd still want to have sex with you right now. But it has to be missionary position. Please. It's the only position I've heard of. And I want the feeling of you on top of me, I think. Maybe it won't matter so much that I'm so experienced then. But I'm definitely motivated by everything going on outside and what's going on inside my body right now. You've got me feeling all kinds of wonderfully wicked things. Now there's only one more wicked thing I want to feel inside of me. I'll lift up my skirt for you. Just that and my stockings are the only things I'm wearing. I always felt so naughty for letting a boy see even a little bit of my thighs when I was sitting in class or something. And now you're seeing everything. But we'll be doing so much more soon. Oh my gosh, you're getting on top of me. We're going to do it. No, I'm not changing my mind. I want to do this. It's just so overwhelming. What with everything going on? But do it. Please? We need to have sex. I'm not resisting at all. I'll even spread my legs nicely for you. I can even ask you politely. Please? Please won't you have sex with me? And take my virginity? I am so horny right now. Just put it right there and push it in. Yes, all the way. Don't hesitate because it's my first time. You're doing me a favor by fucking me. Oh. You did it. We're doing it. This must be sinful enough so I won't be taken up to heaven. And it definitely feels sinful. But it feels heavenly too. At least, my old view of heaven. Before I found out there were dinosaurs there. But keep going. I don't want to stop now. I want to feel it all. Even if the velociraptors don't take me to heaven, they still might attack me if I get too close. So this might be my only chance at sex. I don't want to waste it. So good. That penis, that cock I couldn't quite fit in my mouth fits so nicely in my pussy. Especially when you make me feel so wet. My mother told me that sex was a woman's duty to her husband. That it wasn't fun. But I think my mom was lying. Because I like this. I like getting fucked. Would you think me too slutty if I wrapped my legs around you? I guess I'm going to do it no matter what you think. I want to pull you deeper into me. To make you keep making me feel so sexy. So naughty. This is what the rapture should have been like. Not dinosaurs running around and carrying people and pieces of people into heaven. But waves of pleasure and happiness. And this feeling of ecstasy growing throughout my body. Oh. And having orgasms. I think I'm gonna have one soon. And it's gonna be more happiness than I thought possible. I'm almost scared of how powerful it's gonna be. But I don't want to stop. I need to feel it, and I need to feel you having an orgasm in me, like a man and woman were meant to do, since Adam and Eve, even if we aren't husband and wife. But I don't care. I don't need to be a man's wife to have sex. I can just be his slut. Oh, yeah. Oh my. After an orgasm like that, I don't think they'll ever allow me into heaven. And I'm definitely going to hell for enjoying sex that much. Especially outside of marriage with a man I just met. Here, let's get up. It's got to be quieter outside. I didn't notice it before, with all the noise we were making, but there's a lot less screaming and roaring. They're gone. Or going. I see two last Velociraptor angels fighting over that guy from the choir in church as they carry him into the clouds. But that means it worked. They aren't coming for me. I'm saved from eternal salvation. And from the dinosaurs. I don't need heaven anyway. I think I've found something I'd rather be doing forever, right down here on Earth. And now that those angels are finally gone, I'm feeling a little bit devilish and very horny again.